Listening to the Almighty God this morning, and as you're doing that, in the name of Jesus, your channels of blessing will open in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says that the endless expectation of creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of men. As the Holy Spirit ministers to you this morning, I pray that you'll be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you. That was before the beginning existed. We worship you. You are the King of glory. We glorify your name. We hallow your name. Today, visit us once again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout hallelujah. I want to appreciate the choir. God bless you. Your anointing will multiply in Jesus' name. I know. I want to also thank my daddy here, the pastor in charge of zone, and the team for this privilege to stand before this exalted altar. Praise the Lord. Before we go into the word of God, I want us to pray some few prayers, just three prayers very quickly. Shall we please rise? Shall we rise? Baba Fagbara. Baba Fagbara re ha ko to ba mo
Baba Fagbara re ha
lori aye wa o
Baba Fagbara re
ni gogo ara ye
ni gogo ara ye
ma je ma je
Jesus ni Baba lori aye gogo one. We are going to say, the God that showed Joseph Jacob mercy.
The God that showed Jacob.
You remember Jacob? They were twins. Esau and God said, Esau have I hated, and Jacob have I loved. You are going to pray loud and clear. The God who had mercy on Jacob. My life is in your hand. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, O Lord. 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 You had mercy on Jacob. You have mercy on blind Bartimaeus. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The second one, you say, garment of shame.
Garment of sickness.
Garment of sorrow. Prepare for me and my family. In the year 2020, be roasted by Holy Ghost fire. Be roasted by Holy Ghost fire. Garment of shame, garment of sickness, garment of sorrow. Prepare for me and my household. In the
authority. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted by Holy Ghost fire. 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 Be roasted by Holy Ghost fire.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Appear in my situation. Turn my sorrow to joy. In the name of Jesus, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Appear in my situation. Turn my sorrow to joy. Turn my sorrow to joy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Right now, as we sing this song, if you are sick, you will be healed. If you are bound, you will be set free. It doesn't matter how long it has been. Kingdom come by power, by power.
Kingdom come by power, by fire. Kingdom
come by power, the Holy Ghost.
Kingdom come by power,
by power.
Kingdom
come by power, by power.
Kingdom come
by power, the Holy Ghost.
If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, begin to speak in tongue. Begin to speak in tongue. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. Makata yala gana bolo bolo bose. Eta tata la gana gabo. Ekata yala gana gana bolo. Ika kale. Eka le. Eka kale. Eka te kete. Eka te yala ge. Eka li bolo bo. Sampe kete. Eka te yala gana bolo bo. Sente yale. Eka kakale bo. Iko pone ka sente yale. Eka te yala gana gale. Ekete bolo bo sete. Ekile bolo bo sete yale ge. Ekele bolo bo sete yale gale. Eka yale gale 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 gale. Eka yale gale bo sinte yale gale. Aka yale gale bolo bo sete yale ge. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Silence everybody. Silence everybody. Makashala bayalaba. I pray for you. You won't bury your children. It doesn't matter the conclusion they have made. You will not bury your children. I pray for you. You will not bury your children. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick, I send the word of God to you right now. Be healed. It doesn't matter what the doctor has said. I send the word of God because the Bible says he sent his word. And his word healed them. And delivered them. After their destruction. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Authoritatively I command. Be healed now. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. Once again, I pray for that man. You won't bury your children. Ikata yala mado gobo denda yele. Ekete yele bolo bolo bo sekete. Ikayala bolo bo sunda yala ga. Akata yala bolo bo shende yele ge. Thank you, Jesus. Our daddy has said through the word of prophecy that we shall move from joy to joy and from victory to victory. That shall be your portion. That shall be my portion. Any part that say no shall be buried. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put that together for Jesus as you have your seat very briefly. Hallelujah. Yes, within a few time that I have remaining, we are looking at four keys to a life of repeated victories. What do I call it? Four keys to a life of repeated victories. Four keys. Prophecy has gone forth, and God watches over his word to do what? To perform it. Four keys to a life of repeated victory. Because we read in our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. So, beginning from this moment, you will move from victory to victory. From joy to joy. From celebration to celebration. In the name of Jesus. What are these keys? Number one, a life of faith. A life of faith. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. So the first key is a life of faith. This is fundamental, because 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God does what? Overcoming the world. And this is the victory that overcoming the world, even our faith. So anything you do out of faith is a minus. In fact, in Romans 14:23, he said, even if you eat and you don't eat in faith, it becomes a sin. So faith is fundamental. And which market are they selling faith? Romans 10:17 says, what does it say? It says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing. Meaning, corroborating what our daddy said in the open heaven today, apart from coming to fellowship, you come for digging deep, come for faith clinic, attend house fellowship, attend all the meetings to hear the word of God. There are tapes, there are messages online on the television. You also do a due diligence by making a personal study of the word of God. That is how faith comes. It is this life of faith that guarantees a continuous victory. And 2 Timothy 2:15 corroborate that. I said, study to show thyself approved unto God. Study. Number two key, because of time. Number two, a life of praise. A life of praise. This is more than being in the choir. This is more than being in praise team. Making praise your normal habitat, your natural lifestyle, that without planning it, praises will be emanating from your mouth. Because in Exodus 15:11, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is unto thee among the gods? Who is like unto thee, fearful in praises, doing wonders? So God does wonders through praise. And what that so much that could be said about praise, but one thing about praise is that praise is what call for the presence of God. When you generate praise, God doesn't send an angel. God is present. Because we are told in Psalm 22:3, that he inhabits praise. So when you live a life of praise, God will be with you. And according to Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who shall be against us? Nobody. So this, please take note, contradict the lifestyle of many who always grumble. They always complain. They always see what has not been done. They always see error. They always see fault. They always murmur. If you complain,
Man will pity you, but God will punish you. In fact, we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. About those who complain and murmur that they incur the anger of God. I pray for you, you will not experience the anger of God. So, if there are issues to resolve, you can resolve it, but complaining, murmuring, don't let it be your portion, and it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Key number what now? Number three, a life of aggressive prayer. A life of aggressive prayer. You need a life of repeated victory. All through, you must embrace aggressive prayer. And there are people who said, why must you shout? Why must you cry? God is not deaf. Well, Jesus showed us example in Luke 22:44, that he prayed aggressively to the extent that the sweat was like blood dropping from the body of Jesus Christ, the Savior. And in Matthew 11 verse 12, we are told that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So, you must be ready to make aggressive prayer a lifestyle. Aggressive prayer must be your lifestyle. The last point, number four, a life of regular fasting. A life of regular fasting. Thank God for the 50 days. But with or without the 50 days, you must live if you want to experience a life of repeated, you want to enjoy a life of repeated victory. Fasting must not be negotiable. It must not be only when the church announce or declare fasting. No! You must make it your lifestyle, because there are battles that will only be won when fasting is added to your prayer. There are battles that will only be won when fasting is added to your prayer. In Matthew 17 verse 21, Jesus confirmed. He said, this kind, there are kind. He said, but this kind goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. So there are kind of challenges that will require you adding fasting to your prayers. Shout hallelujah. However, 1 John 5:4 that talked about the first point. What were the first points I mentioned? A life of faith. He said, can you picture that technical? He said, for whatsoever is born of God, overcome the world. Only those who are born of God that we overcome the world. Only those who are born of God that are genuinely born again, that will live a life of continuous and repeated victory. If you are not having Christ in you, it's not negotiable. Your life will have to be full of crisis. So, before I round up this morning, if you know yourself, I was already a chorister before I gave my life to Jesus. In fact, I was a singer in the crusade where I gave my life to Jesus. I knew! Even though I was singing in the choir, I was not born again. But when I heard the word of God, I didn't want to continue in that life. I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. And recently I was praying. I said, thank you, Lord, that I surrendered. You touched my heart that day. I would have been dead and be buried many, many years ago, if not for the fact that I sent Jesus Christ into my life as my Lord and Savior. Shall we bow down our head? If you are here this morning, you might have been coming to church. You might even be a chorister like I used to be. But you know, you don't yet have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to make that decision quickly, lift all your hands so that we can do that, and then we move on. Is there anybody like that? This morning, you are here, you know you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want you to lift all your hands. There's no need to be ashamed. If you are ashamed now, and you fail to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, when you die and get to the gate, you'll be forever lost in hell. God bless you. Any other person, you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, lift up your hand very well. Don't be ashamed. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't ever lift up your hand. Just say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today, I've heard your word. I am tired of a life of crisis. I need you to save my soul. I repent of my sin. I ask for your mercy. Accept me. Write my name in the book of life. And give me grace
to serve you to the end. Amen. I pray for you now. Father, I pray for those that made that commitment, that you have mercy on them. You will save their soul. Lord, you will save their soul. In the name of Jesus, you empower them to have a life of victory. Thank you, Father. Let us all rise up on our feet and stretch forth our two hands as I made this decree. Thank you, Father. Quickly, let's lift up. Let's stretch forth our hand as if you want to receive something. And definitely this morning, you will receive something. I said this morning, you will receive something. I said you will receive something. Baba. What has brought you shame shall turn to glory. What has hitherto brought you defeat shall turn to victory. Those who mock you before will come begging you now. The Lord will put a big testimony in your mouth. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God, the Holy Spirit.